I'll spell it for you. D-U-M-M-Y.
It's the dummy. It's the dummy of the day. It's the dummy. It's the dummy of the day. It's the dummy of the day.
I would say for most people, when you go into a marriage, you plan on being with that person for your life. So divorce is definitely a tough thing to handle. And maybe that's why Pamela, this lady in Clearwater, who's 68 years old, did what she did. She got the bad news on Sunday morning. Her 73-year-old husband told her that after 9 years of being married, he wanted a separation and eventually a divorce. I don't know. Some people are like, okay, good, I'm done with this. Other people, I'm sure, are like, no, let's work this out. Well, Pamela, I assume, was upset by it because, Mackenzie, she responded by pulling out her taser. Yep, Pamela for protection carried a taser around with her. And not once, not twice, but multiple times, tased and zapped her man. He's like, stop!
Oh, baby, I love you. I changed my mind.
She's like, oh, really? He's like, I don't care. God, what would a taser feel like?
Tase you.
Really?
Do you want me to tase you?
Maybe. Listen, if we could...
Box of shame.
If we could have... Listen, we are big supporters of men and women in law enforcement here on Joe McKenzie. I just don't know how we could do it. If I sign a waiver, I don't see how the company could stop me. And if we don't talk about it and just do it, what are they going to do?
I tased my old producer, and it went great. I did it 3 times.
Oh, then why don't we keep the tradition going with producers? Because Chaz would probably want to do that.
Yeah, and he was a little guy. Like, he was smaller. He's smaller than even Chops. So.
Chaz, would you want to do it?
Yeah.
All right, great. See? So there we go.
He doesn't even know what we're talking
about. It doesn't matter.
He said yes.
Okay. All right. Well, then, if somebody's in law enforcement that has a taser, please hit us up, Joe and Mackenzie, on Instagram, because I'd love to do that. So what happened with Pamela after she tased him multiple times? Well, the cops were called, and she was arrested for felony domestic battery. A felony? Dang, that's intense.
That is intense.
I wonder what happened if she just would have pepper sprayed him. Little bear mace.
That would have been a better route, I would think.
Box of shame!
Box of shame!
Ha ha, we bear maced ya. Sucks to be you.
Check out the dummy of the day at joeandmackenzie.com.
I'm hoping this is not about me, but I see somebody coming up here on Joe and Mackenzie wants to talk about a selfish friend. I'm hungry. I thought it was shellfish friend because I'm like, ooh, shrimp sounds good.
It's Liv's friend.
Oh, okay. We're going to check in with Liv the Web Girl and see what's going on with her selfish friend. It's Joe Mackenzie on Radio Now.